In the beginning was the Word.
The Word.
Holy, sacred,
just,
eternal.
God in Christ, Christ in God.
In the beginning.
And suddenly, the Word was flesh.
Incarnate.
Human.
Breakable. Common.
Morning light into darkness.
And that life light blazed out of the darkness.
And the darkness could not put it out.
Redeemer. Savior.
Messiah. Lord.
His name, Jesus.
He became human, and he lived among us.
We saw his glory, the glory that belongs to the only Son of the Father, and he was full of grace and truth.
Now awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead.
The Messiah will shine on you.
This baby in a manger, this Word made flesh, his light will make all things visible.
This is the story of the birth of the Prince of Peace.
Rest he buried.
It was during the reign of the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus, great nephew of Julius Caesar, that a baby was born in Israel. At that time, Caesar decreed a census and an edict was issued, requiring all people to register in the city of their ancestors.
It was this census that caused a young couple, Joseph from the royal line of King David, and Mary, great with child, to undertake a journey of some days from the north country of Nazareth to the city of David.
When they reached Bethlehem, they found shelter in a stable because there was no other room. And so it was, in the most common of circumstances, that a most uncommon baby was born. They named him Jesus.
Ah, now this was a night for journeys, because in a nearby field, a fearsome angel of the Lord, joined by a mighty host of angels, announced to shepherds the birth of the baby, the Savior.
This is how you will know him. You will find him wrapped in pieces of cloth, lying in a manger. Thus, this story of journeys, begun with Caesar, the most powerful man on earth, continues with Mary and Joseph, the angels and the shepherds.
But God was not finished. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. This Ancient of Days, this one who existed from all eternity, whose very breath called into existence the world, becomes flesh, conceived in the womb of a virgin.
The Word creates another Genesis, bringing morning light into darkness again. This, then, is the recreation of something completely new, God as a baby, God as ransom.
Emmanuel, the Ancient of Days, newborn.
Thank you. Joseph's journey had begun months before in the presence of an angel. Now Mary heard the words in her mind again, his voice echoing in her ears again, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." The voice sounded like thunder. It sounded like singing. And then her own inexplicable response, "I am your servant. Let it be to me according to your word." Do you know, there are moments when things are right, so right that they need no explanation. The fear would come soon enough, but not now. Now, Mary felt joy building inside her like a song. The Lord's Messiah, child of redemption, in her. And somehow, in that growing calm, in the center of her soul, she knew that Joseph would come to understand.
Joseph had not cried since he had become a man, but now anger, fear, and confusion threatened to overwhelm him, and he was not embarrassed by the tears that came so often and so easily. How could he be expected to trust again? How could this have happened? He wrestled with his response. The weight of this decision pressed in on him until he was exhausted. Finally, merciful sleep. It was then that the angel came again.
How can I pray? How can I trust and not obey? It's so improbable, if not impossible, a child would come to us this way. What will they think? What will they say? Perhaps I must send her away. This pain will not subside. The damage to my pride, oh, there must be a better way. Yet I have always followed you. I need your strength to see me through. The fear I feel, your love restores. Abba, Father, I am yours.
I offer my magnificent.
I hear the angel in my dream. Child that kings esteem, I'm ready for the task. I'll do you will ask. How can
so
I think? How can I pray?
So blessed,
how can I trust and not obey? So improbable, if not impossible, a child would come to us this way. What will they think? What will they say? Perhaps I must send her away. This pain will not subside. Damage to my pride, oh, there must be a better way. Yet I have always followed you. I need your strength to see me through. The fear I feel, your love restores.
There are those who instantly and instinctively know that something otherworldly is occurring.
Kings from far-off lands witness an astonishing sight in the heavens. Shepherds are awakened from a sound sleep and actually come face to face with the miraculous.
The world is waiting in solemn stillness, all creation ready to burst with praise.
And now, the Prince of Peace has finally come. The song of the angels is carried on the gentle winds of the evening.
Listen, be very still and listen.
There, off in the distance, the good news of peace on earth. Do you hear what I hear?
Bring him silver.
Royalty in search of royalty. Kings seeking the king. And yes, another journey. These men of wisdom detected something new in the heavens.
They soon realized they were witness to a miracle. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy and began the sojourn to the city of David and an audience with the Holy Child.
Mountains and valleys, it led them each night, a star of most radiant light. The wise men rejoiced as they journeyed afar to behold such a beautiful star. To behold such a beautiful star. When they saw the star, they rejoiced.
From the dawning of creation, peace was always the Father's plan. But Eden's garden of protection was defiled by sinful man.
Cruel death and separation, the deceiver's awful creed. He consumes those meant for living. Destroyed, alone, we grieve.
Then God bends down in mercy, reveals his endless grace. To pay the price of justice, sends his Son to take our place.
He came in humble fashion, to earthly man unknown, this baby in a manger, the heir to heaven's throne.
Oh, the night of his appearing marked the dawn of our release. Highest glory in the heavens and on earth, peace.
Thank you. Thank you.
hear the words of the Savior we celebrate this day.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
To give us the protection of heaven and on earth peace.
Now may the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace, the peace of his kingdom, at all times and in all ways, under all circumstances and conditions, whatever comes. The Lord be with you all. Amen.
Thank you.